This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump has laid out guidelines Thursday for reopening the coronavirus-ravaged U.S. economy. Speaking at a White House briefing, the president said that states should take a phased approach to let Americans return to work as conditions allow.
We're establishing clear scientific metric and benchmarks on testing, new case growth and hospital capacity that must be met before advancing to each phase, and that's each phase specifically in the reopening of our country.
Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator, says that one aim is to prevent healthcare systems from being overwhelmed.
For the hospitals, it's to ensure that we can treat all patients without resorting to any crisis care, and ensuring that there's a robust testing program in place for at-risk healthcare workers, including frontline responders, with their emerging antibody tests.
The president has made reopening the economy a top priority of his administration. The president's announcement came on a day when the Labor Department announced that more than 5 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. We get more from AP's Rita Foley.
Some industries were hit hard early on. Hotels, restaurants, retail stores. Now the coronavirus outbreak is killing a broader array of jobs. Software programmers, salespeople, and legal assistants are being laid off. 68-year-old Fern Weinbaum was furloughed last month from her job as a legal secretary in Manhattan. Weinbaum still hasn't received her unemployment benefits, which she says she's counting on to help pay her monthly rent of $1,100. I'm Rita Foley.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.